AP. As far as I know, I was the first staffer to erase information from a story because we were threatened by Hamas, which happened at the very end of 2008. We had a great reporter in Gaza, a Palestinian, who had always been really an excellent reporter. We had a detail in a story. The detail was a crucial one. It was that Hamas fighters were dressed as civilians and were being counted as civilians in the death toll. An important thing to know, that went out in an AP story. The reporter called me a few hours later. It was clear that someone had spoken to him. And he told me, I was on the desk in Jerusalem, so I was kind of writing the story from the main bureau in Jerusalem. And he said, Matti, you have to take that detail out of the story. And it was clear that someone had threatened him. I took the detail out of the story. I suggested to our editors that we note in an editor's note that we were now complying with Hamas censorship. I was overruled. And from that point in time, the AP, like all of its sister organizations, collaborates with Hamas censorship in Gaza. What does that mean? You'll see a lot of dead civilians and you won't see dead militants. You won't have a clear idea of what the Hamas military strategy is. And this is the kicker. The center of the coverage will be a number, a casualty number that is provided to the press by something called the Gaza Health Ministry, which is Hamas. And we've been doing that since 2008. And it's a way of basically settling the story before you get into any other information. Because when you put, you know, when you say 50 Palestinians were killed and one Israeli on a given day, you know, it doesn't matter what else you say.